Everybody got this money called time. I was talking to a young man today. He was like, man, I'm trying to get my life right and what's not. And I said, man, listen to me. Every time you sin, make a mistake, I need you to do me a favor. He said, what? I need you to run to the throne room of God and say, God, forgive me. Help me. Don't run away. Run to. Because watch this. Every time you sincerely go to God and say, God, I'm sorry, then that's when his grace kicks in to empower you. So everybody got this money. Everybody got this money. Anybody who you got time. Everybody here got time. Are you breathing? You got time. Revelations, the third chapter. Watch this. Revelation, the third chapter. Let's start at verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things said the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. This is Jesus talking. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Look at verse 18. He said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest what? Look what Jesus said. He said in the beginning, he said, I counsel thee to what? To buy. Buy of me gold. Buy of me. Otherwise, he asks you to buy from him gold. See, you got to see what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying, I need you to take your time and come get what's valuable. That's how you become hot. When you come to church and you do your religious duties, your civic religious duties, and don't spend no time with me outside, you're lukewarm. And therefore, when the opportunity comes for me to use you, you are unaware. You have no clue I'm trying to use you. You don't even know what I'm trying to do with you. And then it looks like I don't know you because it looks like I'm not using you, but I want to use you the whole time. He said, come and buy gold from me. What's valuable? Not only did he say, watch what he said. He said, buy of me gold tried in fire. When you spend time with the Father, when you spend time with Jesus, when you spend time with the Holy Spirit, you are exchanging your time for his intelligence. You are changing your time for his power. You're changing your time for his grace, his favor. Stuff that has been tried, that cannot fail. Are you seeing this? This is how the second part of Ephesians 4 and 12 is going to be accomplished. See, the work of the ministry is the bridegroom coming for you. That's why the first part has to be done. You have to mature. You don't have time to call apostle and say, apostle, is God talking to me? You're going to figure that out when you spend time with him. Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. The voice of a stranger they will not follow. My sheep He said, my sheep, meaning those that follow me, will learn to recognize my voice. So if you don't spend time with him, you will never learn how to hear the voice of God if you don't spend time with him. You will never hear, you will always be questioning, is that God talking to me? You got to get to a point in your life where you know it's God talking to you. And the way you get there is not how deep you are, it's by how much time, how much money you spending. How much time are you spending? Jehoshaphat, watch this now. People miss this. Jehoshaphat had five armies come against him. And this is in the Old Testament, right? Watch, this is in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, he had five armies coming against him. He said, I don't know what to do. What he said, but my eyes are on you. Meaning who? God. His eyes wasn't on the fivefold. His eyes were on God. Then God moved upon the fivefold. See, well, we in the pastoral model, we've been having our eyes on the fivefold, then want God to move. But God say, but Joseph say, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Then the Bible say the Spirit of the Lord came upon the prophet Jehazel. After Jehoshaphat acknowledged, God, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. In other words, Jehoshaphat turned to God and said, God, I'm spending time with you. Then God said, okay, I'm going to move. In the Old Testament, God was limited to how he could move. So he moved how he could. But then these days, you are the prophet Jehazel. Come on, grab that. Grab that. See, in this day, because the curtain was rent from top to bottom when Jesus died on the cross, and the Spirit of God was not contained in a space, geological space no more, is now was free to move around the earth and hover and move in who he wanted to move in. Those that accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, a new creature in Christ, you have a new way to operate. You don't have to go through Prophet Jehazel to hear from God no more. God can talk to you. How is the body of Christ going to be built, edified, the third part of the 12th chapter, if you can't hear from God? That means we're expecting the fivefold to build a body of Christ. And that ain't the way Christ designed it. Christ designed it for the fivefold to train us to do the work of the ministry. What it means to do the work of the ministry? In your everyday life, you on call for God. Do you know the difference between the five wise and the five foolish virgins? The five wise were able to be used by God. The five foolish were not. Those that spend time with God are going to be noticed by the world. Do you realize that, I can't remember what church it was in Revelations, but it was one of the churches where Jesus was telling them, wake up! You sleep. In other words, you look like everybody else. Your life looks like everybody else. Your life, you getting the same outcome as everybody else. As believers, we ought to be having outcomes that's different than we might face the same situation, but our outcomes ought to be different. And it's going to be different based on what we do with our time. How much of that money you spending? Oh, man, watch this. Go to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. See, I got to get you to position. The gifts of the Spirit ain't just going to jump on you. The gifts works as the Spirit wills. It works when the Holy Spirit wants them to work. But you got to be open to the Holy Spirit. You got to be prepared. You got to be alert. You have to be aware. You have to know when God is trying to move and get involved with what he's doing. You're not just going to automatically know when God is moving. You're not just going to automatically know that. You get to know that when you spend time with him. God has so many ways of moving that you're going to have to spend time with him to get familiar with how he moves. Because how he moves with you is not going to be the same how he moves with apostles. So you got to get familiar with how God moves with you. If you don't spend, see, apostle know how God moves with him because he spent time. But you can't rely on his time spent with God. So, oh, yeah, thank you, Holy Spirit. You're trying to rely on his time spent with God so you can hear the voice of God. It don't work like that. You got to spend time with God so you'll find out how God moves with you. Obviously, God moves a different way with you than he would with apostle. Simply because of calling alone. Now we haven't even talked about personality. We haven't even talked about background, where we come from. Well, watch this, how I know this. When Samuel was living with Eli, Samuel heard his name called. He thought it was Eli. Eli ain't heard nothing. The priest that was training Samuel didn't hear nothing. He ran to Eli and said, yes, sir, you need something? Eli said, I ain't called you. Go back to sleep. Go back to bed. Samuel went back to bed. He heard the voice again calling his name. He thought it was Eli. Mind you, Eli ain't heard nothing. This is the man training Samuel. He didn't hear anything. Why he didn't hear anything? Because God wasn't trying to talk to Eli. He was trying to talk to Samuel. So he came again, and then watch this. Here's the purpose of the fivefold. He heard the voice again, went back to Samuel. Eli perceived that it was the voice of God and said, hey, this time, when you go back, say, Lord, here am I. What would thou have me to do? Eli represented what the fivefold is supposed to be doing for us, training us to hear the voice of God. Because there is some things that God has for you to do in your everyday life that apostle has nothing to do with. To do the work of the ministry. In order to do the work of the ministry, you have to have the ability and the access to have all those gifts working in your life. You can lay hands on the sick and they recover. What you think the gifts of healing is? That's you laying hands on somebody else in the world system and the power of God flowing through you. The pastoral model had it stuck in the church. We around here laying hands on each other. Did I say that we ain't supposed to be laying hands on each other? Did I say that? No, I didn't say that. But at some point, you don't need no hands laid on you. At some point, my mama told me, you're not getting another bottle. Lauren, never forget, Lauren we were weaning her off the pacifier. And Lauren was like, she couldn't get her anger. She said, but she wants it. That's what you tell her. She wants it. At some point, we had to take it from her. You can't have this no more. You are beyond this. You're too grown for this. Had a little 5-year-old boy in the subdivision. He done built a ramp, riding a bike with a pacifier in his mouth. Boy, you on a bike riding a ramp? What you doing with that pacifier in your mouth? You're too old for this. All I'm saying is, we have people in different levels in the church. Some may need hands later, but at some point you got to make up your mind. I don't need nobody to lay hands on me. I'm going to get this on my own. I'm going to allow this mind to be in me. I'm going to allow this mind to take over my mindset. Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, verse 1. In my Bible, the caption says, an everlasting covenant. Watch what he said, verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. What you think that's talking about? Time. He's saying if you ain't got no physical money, that's okay. You got time. Come spend it with me. Come get all the milk. Come get all the meat you need to get. You got time. Come get it. Yeah, we ain't he said, how can you buy without physical money? So he wasn't talking about physical money. Come and buy. I don't care if you ain't got no money. Come and buy. You got this. You got money. You got time. Look at verse 2. Wherefore do ye spend money for which that is not bread, and your labor for that which is not that satisfied not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself. When you spend time with the Holy Spirit, your soul is being fulfilled with all the grace, all the power, all the know-how, all the gifts that you need to operate to be fulfilled in this earth realm. See, we were thinking if I could just get to church on Sunday morning. No, if I could just get to the presence of God. If I can just get to the presence of God. Church is wonderful. We should come to church. We should come to train. We should come together. The Bible says we ought to forsake not the assembling of ourselves. That is a must so we can encourage each other. But just in case I can't get here, I've been trained how to get with God for myself. Proverbs 23. You know, apostle, his job is to create an atmosphere for God to move. He's been operating as a pastor also, and a pastor's job is to protect the atmosphere. Now, creating and protecting, what we're creating and protecting? We're creating the atmosphere of God and protecting it so that when we come together, we can train without any hindrances, so that we can learn and be familiar with the presence of God, so that when we are alone, we know how to find that pathway back to the presence of God. So we'll know what to do. We'll know what to say. Remember now, Peter was in the very presence of God and went to talking. Nonsense. When Jesus took him in that mountain, of transfiguration, Peter was so overwhelmed. Peter just saying, Jesus, we need to be 3 tabernacles and stay right here. Ain't nobody paying attention to nothing Peter said, nothing at all. The Spirit of God said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear he him. You have to know what to do when you're in the presence of God. That's the purpose of church. The purpose of church is to train you that when you get in the presence of God, you know what to do. You know what to say. You know how to move. You know what to look for. Proverbs 23 and 23. Buy the truth. Can somebody here tell me how you buy the truth? Spend time. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also buy wisdom and instructions and buy truth This ain't got to do with American dollars. This ain't got nothing to do with the, your debit card. This ain't got nothing to do with your credit card. This got to do with your time. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How much of your time are you willing to spend for the truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. How much time are you willing to give up? You know, really, that's all money represents. In the physical realm, money just represents your time. That's all it represents. You get paid based on how much more time you give. And here it is, Jesus saying, I've given you all the money you need to buy the truth. I've given you all the time you need to spend on truth. And watch this. When you take time to spend, you take your time and spend on truth, I'm going to add all these things to you. That's what seek ye first means. When you take your time and spend it on truth. He said, I'm going to add all these things to you. How he's going to add all these things to you? Because you're going to know what to do. You're going to be one of the wise. You're going to be in the right place at the right time. Ain't no more missing God. Ain't no more missing him. Do you realize when your heart is right toward God and you spend time with God, it is impossible to miss him? Because even when you're not in the right place, God will come get you. Do you understand? See, that's the purpose of a prophet. The main purpose of a prophet, listen to me. I don't care what they tell you. The main purpose of a prophet is to bring you back to God's original plan. So if you're not in the right place, God will send you a prophetic word to tell you, get back over here. He did it for the widow woman. It was in First Kings 17. God told Elijah, go. I have already commanded a widow woman to sustain you. That means God had already talked to her. When he got there, she was trying to walk away from the agenda of God, and a prophetic word rose up in him and said, no, bake me a cake first. All that was doing was she had a heart for God, because if she didn't have a heart for God, she wouldn't have been able to hear God. So she heard God, but she wasn't sure about what God was saying. So God sent a prophetic word to her to put her back in the right position. If you are trying to spend time with God, if you're trying with your whole heart, you're pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That simply means blessed are those that are pure in heart, and you aim to see God. You aim to be, you're going to see him. You could be 20 miles out of the way, and God will go out the way to come get you and bring you to where you're supposed to be, and then show up. It has happened to me. I know it has happened to some of us in here, that you could be way off the block. You could be off the path, trying to find God. Your heart is right. God will come and get you and put you right where you're supposed to be, and then come and show up to work with you. I need you to have this understanding. You may be seated. I need you to have this understanding that in order for the body of Christ to be built, we got to be doing the work of the ministry. We can't just depend on the fivefold to do the work of the ministry. For us to do the work of the ministry, that means we got to have these gifts working in our lives. We got to have grace working in our lives. We got to have the power of God working in our lives. We got to be anointed. We got to be apostolic. What it means to be apostolic? Where we go, order takes place. When we show up, things start to line up in order. That's what the apostolic is. Apostolic is getting everything in order. When we show up, things ought to be getting lined up. You don't have to be an apostle, but because you are connected to an apostle, you're connected to the agenda of God, so that means you can go be apostolic. That means God has to work through you. Yes. Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instructions and understanding. Closing with Ephesians, the fifth chapter. Ephesians, the fifth chapter. Start at verse 14. Ephesians 5, verse 14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead. Other words is saying you're looking like everybody else around you. I need you to wake up and realize you're different. Verse 15, he tells us how. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. How do we do that? Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Verse 17, wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. How you understand what the will of the Lord is? By redeeming. How do you spend your time? How do you spend it? How do you spend your time with God? Watch this. I'm not talking about religious duties here. I'm not talking about praying an hour. If you're led to pray an hour, do it. If you're led to pray two, do it. But I'm talking about redeeming your time. Every second that I am awake, every second that I am asleep, God is able to interrupt me. Every moment, I on purpose set time aside to meditate God's word, to think about what he is saying. I set time aside. Watch this, watch this, watch this. Listen, listen. I take time to set aside to listen to what apostle is saying. See, other people get confused with Joshua 1 and 8. See, the pastoral model of Joshua 1 and 8 wants you to believe that it's going to be the Bible alone. But when you go back and read Joshua 1 and 8, it says this book of the law. What book of the law? The book that came from Moses. You see that? He said, this book of the law. He was telling Joshua, when you study what I've told Moses, when you meditate on what I told Moses, you're going to be able to do the work of the ministry. When you study what apostle says, it's going to make it clear what God is saying to you. The apostle Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. What the apostle Paul was telling him? He said, just stay close to me, and you eventually you'll get to a point to where you start hearing Christ for yourself. How much of your money are you willing? I'm not even talking about your dollars now. How much of your time are you willing to spend? How much time are you willing to exchange? That's going to determine how much God uses you. If you're not willing to exchange, remember now, two things are happening when you spend time with God. You get to know God, and God gets to know you. If you don't allow God to put in you what he wants to put in you and take out of you what he won't take out, he know he can't use you. And you're going to be like the five foolish. When God has ordained in time, predetermined, preordained, Ephesians 1, preordained to work with you, you're not going to be prepared because you ain't spend no time. You ain't going to have no clue that I'm supposed to be there. You ain't got no clue I'm supposed to be what? What am I supposed to be doing? What God is doing? What is it? Because your order ran out. Because you didn't take your money and exchange it for truth. So God is going to use you. You got to take your money, your time, and exchange it for truth. If you don't exchange it for truth, God can't use you. God ain't going to just come on people. Because he don't know what you're going to do when he just come on you. He ain't going to just come on you because he don't know what you're going to do. But when you spend time with him, and he spend time with you, he knows what you're going to do. So therefore, he anoints you. He gives you the information you need. He gives you the impartation you need. He gives you the gifts you need to operate at that given moment. So you can be right where he wants you to be when the bridegroom shows up, when the opportunity shows up for ministry to be done in the earth realm, you're where you're supposed to be. But you can't get there if you're not willing to spend that money. I'm saying it on purpose like that. Because money, time is. So when you begin to spend your time, see, this is important. See, this is, it will eliminate the questions about if God is talking to me. It will eliminate if God is speaking to me. When you spend time with God, you will get familiar with his voice. Now watch this. Let me say it this way. You'll get familiar with how God works with you. Because the word voice will sometimes trick us and have us thinking about an audible, decibels. And God might not come to us in an audible voice. It might be an inward witness. You just, in your knower, you just know. That's how the old folks used to say it. I just know it in my knower. It's not always an audible voice. It's not always a sign or a wonder. It might be a still, small voice. And the only way you can eliminate the not knowing is by taking that money and spending it. Spending time with God. Spending time with the Father on your own. If you don't know how to do it, get with somebody that knows how to do it. Teach me how to spend time with God. Teach me what to do. Teach me how to pray. Teach me how to get this done. Because if not, you're going to be like the foolish virgins without that all. Same opportunity, same everything. You just saying exchange your time for the right thing.
Man, I feel changed on the inside. What a wonderful message. Aren't you thankful? I am. I'm grateful. Listen, if you'd like to give, text the word SOW, S-O-W, to 225-230-2234. Once again, it's SOW, S-O-W, to 225-230-2234. Or go to eiwm.org/give. Also, we believe in the power of connection. When we connect together, whatever's on this ministry should flow in and through your life. So if you want to become a partner with Ever Increasing Word Ministries, text the word CONNECT to 225-230-2234, or you can go to eiwm.org/partnership and connect there. We're glad to have you.